Sutta is a Pali word. Pali is an Indian language which is very closely related to Sanskrit language. And the word sutta actually means thread. That's the actual meaning of the word. But a sutta refers to a particular teaching of the Buddha at a particular time and place. So when I say that this is a sutta retreat or a retreat where we're going to talk about the suttas, what I mean by that is a retreat where we're going to focus on the teachings of the Buddha himself. That's what it actually means. So these suttas that I've chosen here, these are the things which go back 2,500 years, all the way back to the time of the Buddha. And we can know through research, through historical research, through comparative research, through all kinds of ways about analyzing these texts, we can actually know with a fair amount of certainty that these actually are the teachings of the Buddha 2,500 years ago. Isn't that quite amazing? We still have the same things that the Buddha had. Buddha spoke 2,500 years ago. It's still available to us. Isn't that quite remarkable? To me, it's very powerful because the reason why it is so powerful is because the entire thing that we call Buddhism, the entire 2,500 years of Buddhism, all the different branches we have, we're in a Zen center today, then you have the Tibetan Buddhism, you have the Theravada Buddhism, you have all these sub-branches, you have the forest tradition, the city tradition, and you have all these kind of different things. And sometimes, when you look at it, you wonder, what on earth do they have in common? There's nothing in common at all between these different types of Buddhism, right? They're so disparate. They're very, very, very different in any case. And what, of course, they all have in common is that they were all founded originally by a person, historical person called the Buddha. That's what they all have in common. And because they all come from that, because they're all based on one historical personality, and his understanding, his insight into reality, his insight, understanding how to cultivate and develop the mind, because of that, because everything comes from that, because he is the source of everything, it's actually incredibly useful to go back to the source and ask, well, what did the Buddha teach? If there's anything that is real Buddhism, it must surely be what the Buddha taught, right? Everything else, well, maybe it has changed, maybe it's gone a different way, but surely the teaching that were, came from the Buddha must be what Buddhism is really about. And for me, when I read these suttas, these words of the Buddha, I think, wow, this is so beautiful, it's so powerful. We're so used to listening to teachings from one teacher or another teacher, this teacher and that teacher. And sometimes we're not quite sure whether it is the real teaching of the Buddha or not. We don't know if it is the real Buddhism, whether it works or not. And then you come to these teachings and they just speak to you so immediately and so powerfully. So I love these teachings, but I find them so powerful and so beautiful. And sometimes people say things like, oh, it's so hard to read the sutta, it's so difficult, I can't understand what's going on, I can't really figure it all out. And of course, because they are 2,500 years older, and because they were spoken in a different culture, and because they are, because of all these things, obviously they're going to be a little bit different from what we used to in the Western world or whatever. But the amazing thing is that once you start to read these things, they're actually quite simple. And there's a very clear structure in these things. It's a very beautiful structure. There's a very lot of cross-references. They all kind of work together in a very beautiful way. And for me, there's no teaching you can find anywhere in the world, but any teacher, which is more simple, more straight to the point, more beautiful, beautiful similes, beautiful examples, from the monks and also the nuns at that time. And so, to me, this is the pinnacle of what Buddhism is all about. It's very, very powerful and very beautiful and very straight to the point. People say, oh, it's much easier to listen to this teacher because I can understand what they're saying. To me, these teachings are much simpler, much more straight to the point than any teacher you can find in the modern world, including myself, of course. So when you listen to me, you should always question, what is this guy saying? Can we be trusted what this fellow is saying here? That's always a good attitude to have that. Not to be too skeptical, but at least to question a little bit. It's always a very, very important part of this. So this is these are a couple of reasons why I like to go back to the source, so to speak, of Buddhism. Another reason is that often when you start reading various books by various teachers, sometimes there are contradictions in these teachings, right? One person says A, another person says B, or rather one says black and one says white, right? And you think, wait a minute, black and white, that kind of doesn't go together. So what should I choose? How do I decide what is the real teaching? How do I decide whether I should do vipassana or samatha, right? Vipassana is always the debate about vipassana and samatha in our society. How do I decide what is the actual meaning of a word like jhana? Jhana is often discussed a lot, for those of you who know your Buddhism. It's discussed about what does it actually mean. How profound are these states? What do they actually refer to? And there are many questions like that, you know, things like the nature of nibbana and all these other kind of things. And the only way, ultimately, you can actually find out what it all is to, again, go back to these suttas and to actually understand them. So this is why. And what you find, once you start reading these things, sometimes people think that the suttas are very, very theoretical. It's all about theory, it's all about, you know, understanding dependent origination, and all about, you know, the theoretical things about rebirth and all these kind of things. But actually, once you start to read the suttas carefully, and you have to read them carefully, you start to see that they're also very practical. There's a lot of very good, very sound, very profound advice on how to practice the Buddhist path, how to practice meditation, how to live your daily life, how to be a better person, how to be more moral. Morality is one of those beautiful things in the Buddha's teaching, which is explained in great detail throughout the suttas. Buddhist morality is one of those remarkable things that is very different from the morality you find in other traditional religions. It's much more broad, much more clearly defined, and for this reason it's incredibly useful. And that morality, of course, then provides the framework for the meditation practice. So they are incredibly practical once you understand how to use these teachings. So what I want to do, I don't know if you probably haven't read the suttas yet because Richard just passed them out, but what I want to show you is how, one of the things I'd like to do is to show you how much richness there actually is in these suttas. How you can read these suttas in such a way as to pull out all the information that's in there, and then you can start applying it in your own life. I've been doing this for 20 years, I've been a monk for 20 years now, so I have a bit of experience. I can read the original language, which is Pali. I've done some translation work myself. And of course, all of those things, they help you when you want to understand these things. So this is my purpose. And if I can get anyone here to be a little bit more interested in reading the suttas, then I feel that I would have hopefully done a great service to everybody here, including myself, because I like to teach these things. And I get inspired every time I teach about these particular things. So the idea is to combine them. The idea is to combine meditation together with the suttas, and to understand them as a whole. That's the purpose of this particular retreat.